Right now, 8:15 on the ticket, and we welcome a couple of other familiar voices to the program.
Yes, we had quite a scare here at this radio station back in October. We had a number of people who tested positive for COVID-19, including the two guys who join us now, live on the ticket, from the Hang Zone, from noon to 3. It's Dan McDowell and Jay Kemp. Morning, boys.
Users.
Dan?
I'm a P1.
Ah, okay.
Can I get on a promo?
Yeah, maybe.
Hi, guys.
Maybe. Maybe you'll make a promo.
P1, baby.
We were worried about you guys back in October, and you missed some time.
Hey, Gordo, you missed a birthday today.
Uh-oh.
Who'd I miss?
What birthday?
Actress Nathan Fielder is 38.
Are you serious? Dang it.
What a big day.
I know.
The greatest genius of our time.
There's a reason why he wasn't on the list.
There's the Blues smoke detector.
Fernando's list.
The Blues smoke detector.
How did you miss Nathan Fielder's birthday?
It wasn't on my list of famous actresses.
2 days ago. I think he's probably going to miss
Bono doesn't count.
Yeah, and he missed Nolan Ryan last month.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a 50-50 proposition.
Whatever.
It might have been spelled Bono on the list.
That's right.
Yeah. It was Bono. But anyway, yeah, we were concerned about you guys back in October. And we heard that Dan was feeling some effects even after October into November. And Jake, you even experienced some of this. But recently we found out that Dan is still feeling the effects after feeling better for a while. He's feeling those symptoms again, which is wild now, what, 6 months later, 5 or 6 months later. And so let's go back to October. And Dan, we can start with you. When you guys first got this, and you had COVID-19, what was it like for like 2 or 3 days?
For a week, it was just a enveloping, I don't know, just couldn't do anything. It was like the flu. It was like a heavy flu for about a week, which just felt, you know, locked me down to the couch. And just walking out in the backyard with the dog, it was exhausting. Things like that. So it was, you know, the first week was like that, and then for a couple weeks after that, it was just that I couldn't. Yeah, I just had no energy to do anything whatsoever. Just lifting anything was very tiring. The mind was okay; could read, could sit and watch TV, but just not move.
And
that's different than Jake's experience. I remember Jake, you telling me that you were like tripping balls when it was really bad during the early phases for you.
Yeah, the best thing I could compare it to, because I haven't had the flu, is it felt like a concussion for me. Like when we were not working, I would lay in the dark, like not just lie down so that I could preserve energy. I was sensitive to light. I would get dizzy when I stood up. I was super, super nauseous. And for me, the effects wore off, at least that part of it, the really scary part of it, within about 4 days. Whereas I think Dan's was probably a little bit more physical and was a little more prolonged, you know, I suppose even up until this point. But for me, that was what was so scary about it, was that is not a part of COVID that I was all that familiar with. And then of course you start Googling around and there's a ton of different types of symptoms, some less common than others. And I felt a little bit relieved, but it was pretty terrifying. And actually, my wife started feeling symptoms a couple days beforehand. That's why she went and got tested. And she was like crying in the middle of the night in bed. She was in so much pain. And I think hers was physical, but I was at that point taking it a lot more seriously than, hey, you know, you just get a little bit sick for a few days.
Do you remember we were talking one time in those early days? And you had this strange observation. He goes, you don't understand, Gordon. As I'm talking to you, I can, like, it was something like you could see the words kind of coming out of your mouth, and it just feels like they all vibrate. He had some weird observation. It sounded like I'm talking to a guy on shrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt, again, I don't know if you've ever had a major concussion, but to me it feels like your brain is just a few seconds behind. So even as I was speaking, I was kind of having this weird experience of, I don't really know what I'm doing right now. And the same thing with walking, you know, so if I would try to get up and get out of the bed, it felt like I was just a little bit slow with my motor skills as well. So it was pretty terrifying.
You also said you lost the taste and smell.
I did. Now, the weird thing about that was it didn't come immediately. And so I just, again, we know so little about this. I assumed, sorry, yeah, dirty sound. I didn't assume that that was going to happen once I thought I was clear of the other symptoms. But then about a week to 2 weeks later, I had major, major reduced smell and taste. And that lasted for another month.
Yeah, and then didn't you also say, Jake, and Dan, you can address this too before we talk about your symptoms coming back for Dan. Then you say that, okay, so it was October, but even in January, Jake works out, wants to go, like, run or work out, and you couldn't even do that then, could you?
No, I started trying about 6 weeks afterward, and about 15 minutes into any sort of exercise, I was just cashed out. And the thing that was the most disturbing for me January into February was I would still have a hard time getting going in the morning, which has never been a huge issue for me, but 2 hours after I would get up, I would still feel like I was just getting out of bed. And then on the other side of that, at the end of the day, I would feel way, way more tired at a much earlier time of the evening than I typically would. And that freaked me out because, you know, I think, Gordon, you've probably like seen the psychology term, you know, grind culture that we are addressing now, that everybody's tied to their self-worth. So I got to be going all the time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I couldn't do that, it started messing with me, you know, emotionally and mentally, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to
put on that headset that again.
Yeah, exactly. But you just start to realize like, hey, my identity is tied to, hey, I got to go. And when you can't, you're like, I'm in a really bad spot here.
All right. So Dan, when did you think you were over it? Like December, January, did you feel like, okay, I'm finally working myself out of this thing?
Yeah, probably around December, was able to go back to the gym and just ride the bike like an old man. Sorry, Craig. I ride it like an old man. And there's other old people around me on the bikes, not in the free weights, you know.
Right.
But so, yeah, I started to feel much better in December, and way better in that everything was totally back to normal up until about a month ago. And then it kind of hit me again. I want to say, too, when I first got the COVID, and I still feel this way a little bit, as we're the only hosts, tier one, as Craig would say, right, that have had COVID.
Yeah.
I felt embarrassed about it.
Really?
Like, oh, no doubt. Yeah, it was. I didn't know anybody else. And so Dan was the only person I knew. I was the only person he knew. And it was a lot of shame.
Why is that, I wonder?
I don't know, but the reason I'm bringing that up now is that I re-feel that now, because this is now things have come back in the last month. Not severely, but enough that, again, it's my outer shell. It's not my mind. I've heard of people that have COVID fog, your brain fog. I can think fine, but it's any moving around then just exhausts me. And that's one of the pros and cons of having the broadcast set up here at my house, where I am right now, high up top my garage, is that, like, if I had to drive in to work as recently as Monday, I wouldn't have done it. I would have called off and said, I just can't do it. I'm not feeling it. But I can sit here and just turn on the equipment, and here I am. And I feel good. But Jake can even tell you, I was kind of napping a little bit in breaks on Monday. They're just closing my eyes, like, to, you know, try to regenerate some energy. But now I'm re-embarrassed because I really don't, I haven't heard of other people 6 months later, all of a sudden they can't drive into work or something like that. And so am I the only one going through this? I'm sure somebody will reach out. But that's what happened when we first had COVID and talked about it on the air. Then I got a ton of people reaching out, even friends that I didn't know had COVID. But they just said, yeah, I went through it 4 months ago and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and hey. There's been days where I've showed up at Dan's house in the last month and then back in the end of 2020, early 2021, where he's in a prone position on the couch until the open starts.
Dang.
I mean, he's not, yeah, he's conserving everything he has. And And yeah, it's like you read about these things, but until you actually know somebody that it's happened to, like the situation Dan's in now, you do feel a little bit embarrassed about it.
So Dan, and this may be a really stupid question, but do you believe this relapse is from the initial infection, or do you believe you got it again, or have you been vaccinated? What do you think's at the root of it?
I don't know. I really don't. And I've had a video visit with my doctor, and I have another physical visit today, actually. And he's basically treats it like shrugging his shoulders. Like, you know, you hear something different people, it affects everybody different. And I mean, I'm so tired of talking about COVID with my family or whatever, and having to explain why I can't, you know, go out and pick up dinner or something, because mm-hmm. I'm just like, you look fine, everything seems fine, and I just, again, it's the embarrassing thing. I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know this, the relapse thing kind of came back before I got my vaccination shots. So,
okay.
That, you know, that wouldn't lend to throwing the vaccine back in your veins or whatever, you know, gives you COVID again.
I've seen long hauler described as some continue the symptoms for months, and they just, you know, never really experience that time like you did where you got better. But then others feel great for weeks, then relapse with old or new symptoms. That's also a way you can be a long hauler, and that sounds like you, Dan. I think that's what it is. It's just another variation of being a long hauler.
The other weird thing about this, too, is Dan and I never really experienced, you know, seriously concerning depressed oxygen levels. You know, we're all hitting the oximeter every 2 hours during that time. And I was under the impression that serious symptoms or enduring symptoms were related to people who had oxygen issues. Because, like, for example, and we've talked about this on our show, I'm not sure you guys know, but my mom was in the hospital for like 2 weeks with COVID. She got the double pneumonia. And so she still has some effects from it, but I expected that because hers was oxygen related. Dan and I never really had that issue, which is why for me into February and for him now, I don't really understand it. And same experience with my doctor as Dan. He's just like, you know, I don't know. Nobody knows. Like, bring in the robot doctor, like somebody who knows what's happening here.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty frustrating when you're not getting really any guidance or direction, and it feels pretty powerless that you can't seem to change your circumstance.
What's this Fauci know anyway, dude?
Is that what your doctor says?
Yeah, he's like, what's he know?
You go into your doctor's office, he says, take off that mask.
Yeah, what do you
do, please?
I actually asked my doctor if they could inject household cleaner in my veins, and he said that was pending FDA approval.
FDA? What are they?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Is there anything been developed that you could use as treatment? Have you heard anything?
Sounds like no.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know who he's directing that to. I certainly
hadn't heard anything.
But I am going back to the doctor today. And again, I kind of feel good today. So that's like when you take your car into the mechanic and it's not making that noise anymore.
Right.
So I don't know if he'll drug me up or do something that, you know, they've suggested they could give some kind of a steroid, oral steroid to help you get going.
Oh, yeah.
said oral.
I got an oral steroid for you. So I also feel, it's not embarrassed, but I also feel weird. I feel weird telling Kat about not feeling like coming in yet and all that, because it's not like I was Jake's mom who was in the hospital on a respirator. You know, so many people have had it so much worse.
Yeah.
You know, dying. That seems like a pretty bad bit. So I feel like I haven't had it that bad, but it's the worst thing I've ever gone through.
Yeah. Well, don't be embarrassed about it. If me telling you that makes you feel any better,
that's
a good
thing.
It probably doesn't, but we're just concerned about you, and this is just so wild. We didn't really have an understanding of it till this week that you were still battling through this. I heard that, you know, it may feel a few symptoms, but I had no idea that the last couple of weeks have been difficult like that. So just Yeah, really sorry to hear that.
And the other thing is, we really want to come back, because if you think about the timeline on this, we started our show February 11th. I think Blake was hired as our producer the first week of March. We've done 7 shows together at the station in the entire 15 months our show
has been. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it doesn't, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not what we want, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Aren't you guys surprised, and this is to everyone, that didn't you think that half the staff was going to end up with it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked that we haven't been more racked by COVID.
Which adds to the embarrassment.
Yeah, that makes me think, Gordo, you turned me onto an air purifier, which I didn't put in here until after we had COVID. You know, I could have been wearing the mask more. I could have been distancing more. I could have, I don't know. I feel like it's on me.
Well, but you have to think that's not a helpful way to think for yourself, to beat yourself up over that, because you have no idea how you got it. Neither of you guys have ever figured out where you think it came from, have you?
No, but I mean, it's pretty obvious that I think one of us gave it to the other, and by just my general guilty nature way of living, I think a lot about Dan that I possibly gave this to him, and he's dealing with it, and fortunately, he's a really good friend. Shut up, Jer.
That's
Jer.
That's actually totally Jer.
You might have some friends that legitimately you would be worried they're going to hold this against me. And what's great about him is, even though I feel a little guilty about it, I know that he doesn't carry it that way at all.
No, he doesn't. I think it's cool that you guys can talk about it on the air and that you'd go on the Morning Musers and talk about it. We appreciate that.
Such courage.
Even if I got it from you, where'd you get it? Where'd your wife get it? You know, you guys are really super careful. It's effed up.
Yeah.
It is effed up, man.
What's up with this COVID thing?
This is probably grounds for divorce, is what I'm hearing.
We'll talk about that next
this
week.
This is the exit.
Y'all come back on next week, and we'll talk about
and
that.
And we want both of you to know that you're both in our thoughts and our prayers.
And prayers.
Yeah.
Oh, good. The T's and the P's. I love
it. Yes.
Happy birthday, Nathan.
Yes, happy birthday to Nathan Fielder. That should be the focus of this segment.
Yeah, he would tell you that having COVID will be your lasting legacy and only your lasting legacy.
I think here's the pitch, but I get the idea.
Yeah, I did
botch
it.
Get COVID. I was thinking, if I get COVID, what if in the end there's a bigger pandemic? But everybody who had COVID, they are now immune to the new pandemic.
Well, except the dead people.
Right. I'm trying to kick it positive to why am I going through this? Yeah. My body is building up something for the next one. That's my Nathan Fielder pitch.
Okay. I like it. All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye. See you.
See you, boys.
Here they go. Dan and Jake, the Hang Zone. Hear them today, noon to 3 here on The Ticket.